to conclude our discussion regarding the eight Kedushin discovered after the Chasna to have been guilty of Gezel, we mentioned yesterday two possible justifications to allow the Kedushin to stand as is. One, because of the Rebbe Eger in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Lamed Daled, who cites the Radvaz, that if someone was not aware that the Gezel Akum that he engaged in was forbidden, even though it is strictly forbidden, but if he wasn't aware of it, he perhaps doesn't have then the category of a classification of a Rasha, and he therefore would be still Kasher Le'edus. That was one Svar we mentioned. And the second Svar we mentioned was that there is a Chazaka found in the Gemara in different contexts. Chazaka, Ein Adam Osa Be'ilaso Be'ilas Znus, that we have an assumption that when a couple is living together as husband and wife, that there is an intent to live together l'shem ishus, as a means of kinyan, as a means of a proper halachic kedushin. And it was for this reason that Rav Henkin Zatzal famously paskin that a Jewish couple that marries civilly only, without any proper kedushin, they were not religious, they lived together as husband and wife for years, Rav Henkin paskined that they require a get, even though they never had a kedushin, but they're living together as husband and wife. Ain't the most abilas abilas nus. We assume there was a kavan l'shem ishus, and there was a kinyan and a kedushin. And Rav Moshe l'chatchila was choshesh for that psak of Rav Henkin. Rav Moshe said, if there's a makom ego and you can't procure a get, so then assuming that couple was known to be in violation of many, many isurim, they didn't keep Shabbos, didn't keep kashrus, etc. Okay, then we perhaps can assume, says Rav Moshe, that they weren't makbid for living together l'shem ishus either. But a frum couple living in a frum neighborhood, where everyone sees them living as husband and wife for many years, Rav Moshe would then agree that there is an assumption of ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus, and there is a kinyan l'shem kedushin. I came across today a tshuva in Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher, Chelek Beis. He was asked a question about two Ede Kedushin, who the following morning it was discovered one of them was married to the first cousin of the Kala. Not a psul of Gezel, a psul of Karov. His wife was a Karov, Sheni B'Sheni, first cousin to the Kala. He's married to her, Baal Ke'ishto, clearly Pasul Le'edus. And Rav Asher Weiss cites a tshuva of one of the Rishonim, Marivail, who was asked a similar question, where the two Edim were krovim to one another. One was married to the first cousin of the other. And Marivail paskined, under those circumstances, where the Edim were krovim to each other, Marivail paskined, and the case there was as well, that they were miyached, these Edim, they designated these Edim to be the Ede Kedushin. Marivail paskined that the Kedushin must be repeated, must be done all over again. And Rav Asher Weiss, who was asked a similar question with regard to one of the Edim who was married to a first cousin of the Kala, and there also the Rav whose Masada Kedushin was Miyachid Edim, Rav Asher Weiss also paskined when they discovered the next morning that this was the case, that they should redo the Kedushin. So in both of those, so good question. Meaning in that case of Asher Weiss, it wasn't they were living together for many, many years and then discovered years later, as in our case. So he just said, he was discussing the case with discovered the next morning that they were not halachically married. So one might argue that there they didn't have time to establish that chazak of living together, l'shem ishus, as husband and wife over many years in a frum community, acting together like husband and wife. So perhaps that svar wouldn't apply in Asher Weiss's case. And our other svar also wouldn't apply because our scenario is a case where he was possibly mishum gezel. Perhaps he was more heter to himself, didn't realize it was usher. But Asher Weiss's case is a case where the aid was possible because he was a karov. You can't justify that. There's no way around that. So Rashi Weiss's case is somewhat different than our case, and perhaps the two justifications we mentioned for our case would not apply in his case. But he does cite in that tshuva a fascinating tshuva, the Chassam Sofer. Remarkable tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer writes the following. Chassam Sofer says, his case was, the Rav Masada Kedushin chose the Shamash to be one of the two Edim, Miyuchadim, but after some time, a few weeks in the Chassam Sofer's Shaila, Evanes Simon Kuf, they discovered that the Shamash himself was a Karov, first cousin, with one Baal Kishto. Same scenario all over again. First cousin with one Baal Kishto. So there as well, Chassam Sofer was asked a similar Shaila. One of the Edim was a Karov, who was Pasul Edis. What should you do? So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows, remarkable Chiddush. He said, even if the Rav, who was Masada Kedushin, designated these Edim, himself and the Shamash, the Chassam Sofer writes a Lashon, Lav Kol Kamine, Lahafsid HaKedushin, Shehachasin Vakala, Mianu Bo, Vulo Ratsu Sheyihiya Aleim Edim, Zulasi Aksherim. Chassam Sofer writes, the Chassan Kala want Kasher Edim. The Masada Kedushin was Miyachad and Eid Pasel. He has the right to undermine and to passel the Kedushin of the Chassan Vakala. They don't want an Eid Pasel to be Misyachet, to be Miyuchad, to be the designated aid for their Kedushin. They want an Eid Kasher to be their aid. The Masada Kedushin undermined that. He had no right, says Chassam Sofer, remarkably, to choose an aid to designate as Eid Kedushin that is pasul when the Chassan is appointed the Rav to be Masada Kedushin with Kasher Edim. Oh, so you're asking Gakasha. In the Chassam Sofer's case, the Rav chose the aid. You're saying maybe that's why he had the right, Chassam Sofer, to say that in that case, who gave the Rav the right to pick a pasul aid? You're saying nowadays, the Chassan picks the aid, and the Masada Kedushin just approves of it, not necessarily the same scenario. A woman could argue that he doesn't know what the halachas are. He's appointing the Rav to either approve or disapprove. So maybe the same svara still applies, but Bezman is there as well. That the Rav was appointed to approve the Edom if they're kosher, and I didn't want him to approve the Edom if they're apostle. So it's still the Rav's fault. So maybe the same svara would still apply. So Vashel Weiss rejects that head to the Chassam Sofer. He finds it too much of a chiddush. Remarkable in its own state, remarkable in and of itself. The Rabbi Weiss is comfortable just disregarding the Chassam Sofer's chiddush. But if you're not miyached the aid who is possible, then anyone in the crowd could be an aid. No, the Rav is miyached the shamish who's possible. But if he doesn't have the right, says the Chassam Sofer, to be miyached a possible aid, then anyone else could be the aid. Well, if Dafka, people have in mind Dafka not to be Edom, you know, I guess Chassam Sofer is saying, if his Yichud Edom is not valid, then anyone else who saw it would serve as a kosher aid. So Vashel Weiss declines to accept the Chassam Sofer's Chiddush. When I called Rav Mordechai Willig today just to run these svaras by him, so he told me that Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal did pass like the Chassam Sofer, that b'dieved, if a Rav is miyached Edom, who are apostles, it's the Rav's fault, it's not the Chassan's fault, and that we can assume the Yichud Edom is not valid, and that, as Chassam Sofer says, you then have other Edom in the crowd who can serve as backup Edom, and especially because we have our additional two svaras here, that this fellow who was guilty of Gezel Akum was perhaps more hetzer to himself, didn't realize the severity of the transgression, of the violation. We have that svara also, it's been a few years now that they're married, and therefore that chazaka also, that they're living together, l'shem kavana, l'shem ishus. So for those reasons, all combined, Rabbi Willig agreed that the Kedushin in question here was a valid Kedushin and no need to redo the Kedushin.
According to that, it would seem that according to the Chassam Sofer, So it's
over saying that when the Rav is miyachid an eid who's pasul, he does have the right to do so, and to thereby undermine the kedushin that the chasim wants to be kosher. So if you have other eid in there that are kosher, they'll replace, you know, that pasul eid. No, the Iker HaDin is that when you're not Miyachid Edim, then whoever is a Kosher Eid in the crowd does and can serve as an Eid on the Kedushin. We're Machmed to be Miyachid Edim because of those Shitos that are concerned that if there's a Karav in the crowd and you're not Miyachid Edim, then the Karav will Pasel the Edim Midin, Nims Echem, and Karav Pasel, Edus and Betela. So we're Machmir for that Shita to therefore be Miyachid Edim to prevent that from happening. So the Chiddush is Chasam Sofer, says that if you are Miyachid Edim, if it's possible that you're Miyachid, it's not going to undermine the Kedushin. Okay.